Welcome to the Deep Dive.
It's great to be here.
Today, we're diving into a world where colors shift and solutions pulse, a realm where reactions don't just happen, but perform a captivating chemical dance.
We're talking about chemical oscillations.
And our guide for this exploration is Cocktail Party Chemistry, Episode 99, Chemical Oscillations, the Rhythm of Reactions.
It's a fascinating topic that really challenges our everyday understanding of how reactions work.
Right. I mean, usually, we think of chemical reactions as a one-way street. You mix the ingredients, something happens, and that's it.
Like baking a fake. You combine the ingredients, pop it in the oven, and you get a delicious, irreversible result.
Exactly. But with these oscillating reactions, it's more like a chemical cha-cha.
The concentrations of different substances in the reaction actually go up and down,
creating these visual patterns that are, well, kind of mesmerizing.
Absolutely. It's a dynamic process.
I remember in episode 99, they talked about one reaction in particular that's like the star of the show.
Oh, you mean the Belousov-Zabotinsky reaction?
DZ reaction.
Yes. It's a classic example.
Can you tell us a bit more about it?
Well, it involves a pretty complex mix of chemicals, catalysts, and oxidizing agents all interacting with each other.
And what makes it so special?
The BZ reaction produces these amazing visual patterns.
Like what?
Imagine concentric rings of color that form and move through the solution.
Wow, so it's like a chemical light show.
In a way, yes. It's a fantastic visual demonstration of the self-organizing power of chemical systems.
It's incredible to think that these simple components can create such intricate patterns. It's like they're following a script or something.
Well, in a sense, they are.
What do you mean?
The script is actually embedded in the feedback mechanisms within the reaction itself.
Feedback mechanism. So it's not just a straightforward progression from A to B.
Not at all. The products of the reaction can influence its own rate, creating this back and forth, this rhythmic ebb and flow that we see in these oscillations.
That's a pretty mind-bending concept.
It is. But understanding these feedback mechanisms is key.
Key to what?
Not just to understanding these specific reactions, but also to grasping the complexities of other systems.
I'm intrigued. What do you mean by other systems?
Well, think about biological rhythms, for example. Your heartbeat, your sleep-wake cycle, even the way cells organize themselves during development.
Wait, are you saying that these color-changing reactions in a beaker have something to do with processes in their own bodies?
They do. The same principles of feedback and rhythmic change that we observe in chemical oscillations can be applied to understand how biological systems maintain their rhythms and generate complex patterns.
That's amazing. So we can learn about the fundamental processes of life by studying these seemingly simple chemical reactions.
Precisely. And it highlights the interconnectedness of the natural world.
This is all so fascinating, but I have to admit, it's pushing the boundaries of my understanding of chemistry a bit.
Well, that's a good thing.
It seems like these oscillating reactions are challenging some of our basic assumptions about how chemical systems behave.
And that leads us to another important concept, non-equilibrium thermodynamics.
Now, thermodynamics is not exactly my forte, but I'm all ears.
Okay, well, in simple terms, most of our everyday experience with chemical reactions involve systems moving towards a state of equilibrium. Think of it like a hot cup of coffee cooling down to room temperature. It's reaching a stable state.
Okay, that makes sense.
But oscillating reactions are different.
How so?
They demonstrate that systems can exist far from equilibrium, exhibiting dynamic and often unpredictable behavior.
So they're like the rebels of the chemistry world.
In a way, yes. And this has huge implications for understanding systems that are constantly in flux, systems that are dynamic and self-organizing, much like living organisms.
Wow, this is all incredibly thought-provoking. We've gone from color-changing solutions to questioning some of the very foundations of chemistry.
That's the power of scientific inquiry. It leads us to unexpected places and challenges our assumptions about the world.
And that's what makes it so exciting.
So before we went to that quick break, we were discussing chemical oscillations.
Yeah, how they could offer a new perspective on the way we understand complex systems. Even biological ones, right?
Exactly. It really highlights that there's this whole other level of stuff going on, you know?
Like a hidden world of rhythm and patterns playing out, all at a molecular level.
Right. And it affects everything from our heartbeat to even like the stripes you see on a zebra.
Yeah, it really is a totally different way of thinking about things. So where do scientists go from here?
I mean, how are they actually using this knowledge about oscillations? to make new discoveries?
That's a great question.
Well, one area where they're really proving super valuable is in studying those biological clocks.
Those internal timekeepers that control our sleep-wake cycles and all that.
Exactly. And they regulate so much. Hormone release, our metabolism.
Our internal chronometers, basically. But so where do oscillations come in?
Well, it turns out that the same principles of feedback,
Okay.
And rhythmic change that we see in those reactions, in the Beese reaction, they're also happening in our biological clocks. In fact, some researchers even think that these chemical oscillations might have actually been, like, a crucial step.
In what?
In the evolution of those clocks.
So you're saying that, like, maybe the very first biological clocks emerged from these self-organizing chemical systems?
That's exactly what I'm saying.
That's fascinating.
Isn't it? It's a compelling theory, and scientists are actually working on it. Like, there's this really cool single-celled organism called cyanobacteria that actually shows a circadian rhythm.
Cyanobacteria. Wait, is that blue-green algae?
You got it. That stuff that blooms sometimes in lakes and ponds.
Right, right.
Well, these tiny organisms have their own internal clock, and it governs their photosynthetic activity.
Really?
Even if there aren't external cues, like sunlight.
So they have, like, their own built-in day-night cycle going on.
Yeah, even in the dark.
Wow.
And get this. Researchers have actually found a group of proteins in these cyanobacteria. And they interact in a way that creates this biochemical oscillator. It's just like the Beese reaction.
So it's like these proteins are making this little tiny chemical clock inside the cell.
That's the idea.
That's wild.
So this actually might be a really important clue that these oscillations, that they were like a stepping stone.
To what?
To more complex biological clocks, and ultimately led to these circadian rhythms that we see in humans and animals.
It's amazing. It's like timekeeping.
Yeah.
Might be rooted in these like rhythmic chemical dances. It all started with the chemicals.
It's incredible how much chemistry can teach us about how life works, you know?
Yeah. And about how life even like started.
Yeah. And not just that, but all this knowledge is opening up new avenues.
For what?
For treating diseases, you know, the ones related to messed up circadian rhythms.
Oh, interesting. Like what kinds of diseases?
Well, think about insomnia, jet lag, even some metabolic disorders. They're all tied to problems with those circadian rhythms.
Right, our internal clocks that sometimes go a little crazy.
Exactly. So by getting a better handle on these underlying chemical mechanisms of these clocks, researchers are hoping they can develop new treatments that can reset them, get them back in sync with our natural rhythms.
That's fascinating.
Isn't it?
Yeah. It's like we're fine-tuning our body's clocks with chemistry.
Precisely. And the possibilities don't even stop there.
What do you mean?
Some researchers are working on using chemical oscillators to make synthetic ones, like artificial ones.
Really?
Yeah. They're basically trying to engineer new timekeeping mechanisms inside cells.
Wow. It's like something out of a science fiction movie.
I know.
But what would be the point of making artificial clocks?
It opens up so many possibilities. Imagine being able to program cells, like telling them when to release a specific molecule, like delivering medicine at just the right time for maximum effect.
I see.
Or even coordinating processes in the cells, you know, for things like tissue regeneration or even wound healing.
So it's like you're using these rhythms to control the behavior of the cells. Like conducting an orchestra.
Exactly. It's a testament to how creative scientists are, finding all these ways to use these principles and apply them to real-world problems.
Yeah. It's really inspiring. It seems like every time we learn more about oscillations, a whole new layer opens up of, like, complexity and even, like, potential for new discoveries.
That's the beauty of science, right?
Yeah.
It's this constant journey of discovery. But we need to remember it's still early days.
Oh, right.
In terms of research on this stuff.
Okay.
And, you know, figuring out how to apply it.
That makes sense. But I think it's safe to say that these reactions, they're really changing things up. Not just in the chemistry lab, but like how we view life itself.
Absolutely. They give us this fresh view of how dynamic living systems really are and the connection between chemistry and biology.
We're back for the final part of our deep dive.
It's been quite a journey exploring these rhythmic reactions.
Chemical oscillations, yeah. And how they're really shaking up how we think about both chemistry and biology.
Yeah, definitely. We've covered a lot of ground, you know. Feedback loops, how those rhythms play out in living systems.
We even touched on how those oscillations might be a clue to how biological clocks evolved.
Right, those internal timekeepers in our bodies. And how we might even be able to use this knowledge to treat things like insomnia or even create synthetic biological clocks.
Yeah, but before we wrap things up, I wanted to circle back to something you mentioned earlier about the ethical side of all this.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, anytime you have a powerful tool, you've got to think about the potential downsides, right?
Exactly. So with these chemical oscillations, what are some of the things we need to be careful about?
Well, take the idea of engineering synthetic biological clocks, for instance.
Okay.
It sounds amazing for medicine, But what if something goes wrong?
Like what?
Imagine we design cells to release a certain molecule at a specific time.
Okay.
That could be great for targeted drug delivery, but what if they malfunction?
And release it at the wrong time.
Exactly. It could be like a biological time bomb.
Yikes. That's a scary thought.
And then there are potential ecological impacts to consider, too.
Oh, right. Like if we accidentally introduced an organism with an engineered clock that gives it some sort of advantage.
It could really disrupt the balance of an ecosystem.
It really seems like we're talking about manipulating the very essence of life here.
You've hit the nail on the head. That's why it's so important to have open discussions about the ethics involved.
Not just among scientists, but with ethicists, policymakers, and the public, too.
Exactly. Everyone needs to be part of the conversation.
This whole deep dive has really made me think. We started with color-changing solutions and ended up talking about some pretty profound ethical questions about the rhythms of life itself.
It's been a fascinating journey.
And I think it highlights just how much there is to learn and discover. So, to our listeners, if you're as intrigued by these chemical dances as we are, keep exploring, keep asking questions, and who knows what amazing insights you might uncover. Thanks for joining us on the Deep Dive.